Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Hey everybody, welcome back to another session. It is me, Philip Suber, and we are back. Listen, I hope you are enjoying these conversations around seasons just as much as I am. We started talking about seasonal perspectives and just understanding how all the imperativeness around having the right perspective in the season, being able to identify the seasons of your life and understanding what season you're in. Not only that, but we furthered the conversation with so many insights. If you haven't listened to that particular session, I definitely encourage you to listen to it. But the next one following that one, we started to talk about seasonal assignments. And we went from John chapter 11 as it relates to the perspectives and the decisions that we make in those seasons to, I believe it's 2 Samuel chapter 11. And we talked about David and the assignment, and the scripture began to talk about that this was the time when kings went to war. And attached to the assignment is the identity that we have. David was a king. And because he was a king, the season for him was a season in which he should have been warring, expanding his kingdom, securing territory, and buying, or not necessarily buying, but protecting the kingdom in which he was a steward over. But instead of doing this, David stayed home. And although the battle as it relates to his army was won, the personal battle as it relates to the integrity and the character of David, he lost. Why? Because he was not in the position based off the season that he was in because of who he was, which was a king. And so today I want to talk about, or rather continue this conversation as it relates to seasons, because one of the most crucial aspects of seasons is to understand that seasons change. And we kind of highlighted this a little bit in the first session as it relates to seasons. We talked about the fact that seasons are temporary, and sometimes we overlook the significance of a thing because it's temporary. But I would challenge that mainstream mindset, and I would challenge it to bring out this point, that the fact that it's temporary, that it is here today, gone tomorrow, that it is fleeting, and it cannot be replaced, replenished, nor restored. It is a once-in-a-lifetime event or time. It increases the significance of it. You know, the old saying that I grew up with, and I'm sure you grew up and you heard this same saying. If you haven't, you're about to hear it right now. Here it goes. Ready? Boom. Tomorrow's not promised. It's not. I know that we anticipate the next day, we anticipate tomorrow and the next week, but I do want to bring a reality check and say that there are many people who anticipated tomorrow but didn't wake up to see it. There were people who were anticipating the afternoon of a certain day but didn't make it past the morning. So I know that we're anticipating a lot of things and we have plans. Scripture even tells us that we are to say, if it's the Lord's will, with the understanding that this time that we take for granted is not always promised. It's called the present, because it is a gift. And when you talk about the significance and the importance of seasons, yes, you must understand the season, understand the assignment of the season, know what season you're in, have the right perspective in it, because having that right perspective is going to enable you to make the right decisions and to understand what I need to pay attention to and what I need to ignore, what is important and what is not important. What is going to aid me in my focus and what is a distraction based off the season and the assignment that correlates with that season because of who I am, who you are as a person, as an individual. But I want you to know that at the bottom and the core of all that I have said, here it is stewardship. How are you stewarding the season that you're in? Oh man, if it's a season of healing for you, how are you stewarding that season? And when I say stewarding that season, how are you carefully using the time that you have? Because remember, the seasons are appointed times, and time continues. It is fleeting. It is here and then it is gone, and it does not repeat itself. Yeah, you might think, oh, well, seasons repeat. Yeah, but no winter is the same as the previous. No summer is the same as the previous. No spring is the same as the previous, and so forth. No autumn is the same as the previous. It may be similar in certain attributes, but it's not the same. Every season has its own distinction. It has its own uniqueness. But today, this very moment, this very second is fleeting. And you will never have this day repeated again. This day, this very day is here. How are you stewarding this day with the understanding of the season that you're in? When I thought about this, you know, I think about the scripture, I believe it's Psalm 146 and verse 10. Well, the writer pens this. He says, "Be still and know that I am God." And he says, "I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted amongst the heathen." In other words, the scripture says that God will be exalted. He will be known. But the beginning part is what really captivates me, because it is a correlating instruction. It says, first of all, be still. And when I think about our lives and the days of our lives, oh my God, do you remember the soap opera? All right, that's another conversation. But the days of our lives, it's so easy to become a person who lives from the place of reaction to the call of duty, the responsibilities, and we respond to the circumstances of our lives. We respond to our job. In other words, we wake up not with the anticipation of the things that we desire, but we wake up with the readiness to fulfill someone else's expectation of us. Now, some of us, we wake up, and I've been so guilty of this, wake up in enough time to get ready and to prep to go to work, but I have not given myself the time to be still. And there's power in being still. There is so much power in the beginning of your day with simply learning to be still. Why? Because there's clarity in stillness. The scripture says, be still and know. And it connects us to the next thing, but it requires the initial thing, which is to first of all, be still. After we get to a place of stillness and clarity in our minds, we can begin to strategically plan out our day. We can begin to strategically see with clarity where we are as it relates to our goals and our values and where we are in this current position of our life, this Monday, this Tuesday, this Wednesday. Where are we in this day? We can stop and we can be still. Why does that help us? It helps us because we become not just reactors, but we become ones who initiate. We become the ones who begin to initiate. We become the ones who begin to initiate the day. We begin to command our day. We begin to set precedence and priority to the things concerning us for our day. And we put ourselves in control of our day versus allowing the circumstances, situations, the expectations of everything and everyone around us. And I'm not saying that they are wrong, but what I am saying is that in order for you to correctly steward the seasons of your life, you have to take control. And taking control means that you have to be able to take control, first of all, in your mind and settle your thoughts. Take control of your fears. Take control over anxiety. Take control over this need to fulfill everybody else's expectations of you. Take control over living from the perspective that you are living to work. You are living to pay bills. You are living to take care of your family. No, I want to challenge you to understand that your purpose is greater than the things that you do on a day-to-day basis. But if you never stop and begin to gather yourself, your mind, your spirit, your emotions and be still, you'll miss out on the clarity and the opportunities that this season is bringing to you, because you will be so caught up in the cycles of the routines of your life. Be still. It is in this stillness that we can begin to correctly make the judgments. We can begin to make the right decisions. We can come to the correct conclusions, and we can ask the right questions, and we can see what has previously been unseen because we were not able to stop and see. In management, we learn to slow walk departments. When you go into a grocery store, used to be a general manager at a restaurant, you learn to slow walk. And slow walking is a very simple thing. It is to put yourself in a place where you can see, literally see, identify, and become consciously aware of what you're seeing. Because oftentimes when you're so busy with the day-to-day processes, you can walk right past opportunities. You can walk right past things and not even know it, not sense it, not pay attention to it, not feel it, not sense that something's off, the energy's off, the placement's off. And you will miss the opportunity to correct, to course correct, to question, to coach, to uplift, to affirm, to redirect. But when you learn to slow walk, you slow down your pace with the intentions of gathering the observation correctly, gathering the information of what you see so that you can make better decisions about where you are, what's happening, what needs to be done. I can better plan my day and the day of my team, the day of my organization, that these are the core issues that we need to address. These are the goals that we need today to prioritize. And it changes each day based off the need, based off the day. When have you not slow walked? I just use that to kind of give you an idea that when you slow walk, you begin to see things that you normally would have walked right past and not noticed that a correction needed to be made. When have you in your life, on a consistent basis, disciplined your mind, your spirit, and your soul to take a real observation of where you are and where you want to be and the steps to get there? I just want to tell somebody that maybe it's time to stop. Maybe it's time to be still. Because in the stillness, it opens the pathway of knowing. Be still and know. A lot of times we miss out because we're just too busy. We're moving too fast. Take the time to be still. Gather your thoughts, gather your mind, be still. I say do it first thing in the morning. Make time for stillness. It'll help you better steward the seasons of your life. Because you know, in this season, my assignment is X, Y, and Z. And I don't want to misappropriate the time that I have in this season to accomplish X, Y, and Z. And so rather getting caught up in the rat race and the cycle, I want to be able to govern my progress. There's two episodes or seasons or sessions, rather, two sessions that come to mind. If you haven't listened to it, I would advise you to listen to it. One is entitled Shadows and Illusion, and it's one of my favorites, Shadows and Illusions. And I talk about this reality that oftentimes we lose ourselves in the cycles of life, and the essence of who we are becomes hidden by the shadows in which we live, that are casted by everyone else's expectations of who we are, what we should be, and what we should do. And we begin to live in the shadow of those expectations. And sometimes, because life gets crazy, we get caught up in this illusion of what we feel we should have been or could have been, based off of other people, again's expectations and other people's thought process of us. And we fail to really connect to the authentic nature of who we are as an individual and the distinction that makes us who we are. We forget and we fail to connect to the core of who we are as a person, our needs and our values, what's really important to us. And sometimes we lose the individuality of who we are because we get lost in the shadows and the illusions that our life becomes based off of this cycle of normalcy that we begin to embrace, never stopping to look and reevaluate where we are and where are we going and what are we doing and what really matters to us. And then there's another one, I believe, where I talk about this concept that we talk about often in business, is start, stop, and continue. And I kind of rearranged the order, and instead of starting, the first thing I suggest is sometimes the first thing we need to do is stop. Stop before we start anything else. Stop and reconsider. Stop and evaluate. Stop and gather the information and the data based off of where you are and why you are where you are. Why are you feeling the way that you feel? And why are these goals important? And what is the pathway to get to these goals? Sometimes we need to stop so that we can then begin to know that in which is needed to make the appropriate decisions for the season that we're in. And I hope I'm not losing you in my conveyance of this thought. I hope this is beneficial to you. It's really simple. It's the idea that we have to be appropriate stewards of the season. And one of the things that will help us to effectively steward the seasons that we're in is to value the significance of our time each day. Because each day is not guaranteed. It is not promised. It is a gift. And it is the only thing that we definitely have, is the day, the moment that we are in. These moments of our lives. And it is important for us each day, begin it with a clear mind. You may not know all the details about all the things that are going to occur to you today, but there needs to be a clarity. There needs to be a soundness of mind that you begin each day with. And that will strengthen you. That will propel you. That will direct you throughout the day. No matter what comes, whether it seems to be a good day or a bad day, or whether it's a fluctuation of both, the starts good, ends bad, starts bad, ends good. But if you hold on to the clarity that you have in the beginning of your day, you can master your day. You can master it. And when you think about each day, you begin to master your days. Those days become the season in itself. And you can look back on the seasons and say, I remember when I went through this particular season, and I begin to take it one day at a time, as they will say, and I begin to master my days. And I begin to master the moments in those days, because I knew that those moments were the only moments that I really had. And as I look back, I understand that I begin to master the season by mastering my days. I correctly stewarded the season by correctly stewarding my days. You know, in the back of my mind, I hear time management. You know, we talk about meditation and all the things that create that conversation as it relates to mental health and well-being. And I want to tell you, all those things are absolutely necessary. And it starts with a decision of learning the discipline of being still. Gather your thoughts, gather your emotions and your feelings, clear your mind, and begin to embrace the essence of who you are. That there is greatness on the inside of you, Les Brown would say. The Bible declares that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that there are so many complexities about you that they're beautiful. There are strengths in you, there are talents, and there is a level of creativity in you. In whatever field and fashion in which you glow and you thrive in, there is a level of creativity that is there within you, that is untapped potential, that is untapped. And you may feel that you have reached the heights of where you currently are, but I want to encourage you that there's so much more. But I want to tell you that the tapping into that requires a stillness to make qualitative decisions for the season that you're in. Well, I don't want to complicate it. I don't want to drag it out, but I want to challenge you for the next 7 days. Begin each day with stillness. For the next 7 days, when you wake up, set aside time, and I want you to discipline yourself. And if you're listening to this, this particular session in the midweek, why don't you prep yourself? The rest of this week, wake up a little bit earlier. Set your alarm and find you some time before the kids get up, before everybody else gets up, before it's time for you to start prepping and get ready to go to work, before you start cooking breakfast. Just find you some time to sit and just be still. Gather yourself, center your thoughts, center your being. You know, one thing I like to do is I like to simply pray and meditate upon scripture. Sometimes it is just sitting down and just hearing God and just saying, God, I come with nothing. I just want to hear you. And it takes a discipline, because initially your mind is going through so many thoughts, but you just, you know, don't fight them. Just kind of let them go and bring yourself to this place where you can silence. Okay. Once you get to that place where your mind is silent, then. Get ready for clarity. Then begin to think through some things and begin to see and have these epiphany moments where you just realize, oh man, you know, I didn't realize that this is what's really happening all the time. I was under the assumption of this, but now I begin to see, oh man, this would help me to be so much more effective. It's like you begin to actually see when and other times you were just glancing it because you're so busy. How many opportunities and how many moments of creativity and moments for meaningful connection have we passed because we were so busy? Learn to stop. Be still and know. I wish you success in this season. I wish you prosperity in this season. I wish you wholeness in this season. I wish for you the best of the mental state, capacity. I wish for you discipline in managing your emotions. I wish for you a detox from all the toxicity of this world and the environments and of your past and of failures and ill feelings and ill wills and unforgiveness. I wish for you a detox, that you would experience pureness of heart, pureness of mind, pureness of soul. I wish for you the best in the path that is ahead of you. Grace for every season that you encounter. As we move forward, I want you to make it a part of your day that you embrace moments of stillness. And here's the thing, for some of us who are like me, once I step into my environment, I'm pulled on, ask questions. Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Or a question about here, or that someone needs my leadership in this particular situation, or they need my leadership here, they need my leadership there. So the demand is strong and the demand is pulled. But I've learned that when I start my day in stillness, I am more settled and I can operate on a higher level of excellency. So I don't want you to think that this being still is going to slow you down and it's going to keep you from being effective. No, it's going to increase your effectiveness. It's going to increase your agility. It's going to increase your creativity. It's going to increase your ability to see beyond the obvious. And it's going to increase your clarity and your sharpness of understanding, your acuteness. It's going to increase. Be still. As you walk through this season, make sure that you don't forget the significance of your daily discipline to be still. All right, that's enough for this session. I'll see you at the next go round. Until then, don't forget to be still. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't, and also if you took a moment to share it. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Super. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right. I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.